talking about something that affects so many people, but that nobody wants to talk about: pornography. Speaking to individuals trying to stop looking at porn, and to spouses looking for support.
This is Danny and Lindsay Pullman, a married couple who have been through this together. We're sharing a mix of our personal experiences, our experience as certified life coaches, and other empowering ideas.
We hope this can help you on your journey.
Enjoy! Hi, everyone!
Hey, what's up, guys? We've got a good one for you today. But first, I just wanted to say I came in to record with Lindsay, and she's dressed in workout clothes. And I was like, oh, you gonna work out? And she said, I already did. And I just have to say, I felt really jealous in that moment. Today is one of those days where I'm kind of like, oh man, I wish I could feel all the benefits of working out, but without working out, without actually doing it. Can anyone relate to that? I'm just kind of feeling that way. So I'm jealous. What was your workout today, Lens?
Well, it's actually pretty short today because I was preparing for the podcast, but I went for, I call them my future self walks. I went for a walk on the beach.
Cool.
Hung out with my future self for a little bit. Because if you think about it, you guys, when we're like making a lot of decisions in life, we're kind of doing that by hanging out with our past self. Like our brain is taking all of our experiences from the past to help us make decisions. So
right, like it's like somehow your past self has a really good idea of what the future will be. It'll just be more of the same as what your past self would
right
say.
It's like from that space of probability versus possibility. So whenever I do my morning beach walks, it's like I'm really intentional about being in a space of possibility and hanging out with like my future self. It was great. And then cool. I did a 10-minute HIIT workout here at the house, TRX bands for a few minutes just to do some stretching, and yeah, that's pretty much it. It's really short, but to me, it's better than nothing.
See, you inspired me. Maybe short's gonna be what gets me to do it today.
Yeah, and it like worked me. Like it was a really short one, but I was already sore like 3 minutes in, or my muscles were tired like 3 minutes in. I was like, wow.
See, why don't I take my own advice? I tell clients this all the time. Like, make it really doable and more short and simple to get it done. So that actually gets done instead of a big thing you don't actually do.
Okay, you say that though, but you're pretty consistent in your workouts.
True.
Like really consistent.
Yeah, no, it's true. All right, so let's dive in. We are talking about why coaching isn't free, right? And the reason we're doing this is we're addressing those of you, like for me, I'm talking to you smart family-oriented men who want to stop looking at porn, but you keep feeling pulled back into it, right? You think you want life without porn, but part of you doubts if you can even handle life without porn or without that escape or whatever, or if life is really better without porn. We wonder, right? Or we also wonder, like, is the discomfort in learning to go without it too big or even worth it to go for something I'm not even sure how good it can be, right? And Lindsay.
Yeah, I'm talking to maybe the spouses of those men, but yeah, like maybe, you know, to you women who are, you know, working part-time, working full-time, got some kids in the mix, and just kind of feeling like you're really like what's the word? Like you're kind of just like barely keeping it together. Just kind of always feels like you're on thin ice in your life and you're not sure like how much longer you can sustainably do everything you're doing. And a lot of you come to me thinking something like, well, how could I allocate like, you know, an hour a week or 45 minutes a week to this coaching stuff? But, you know, what we want to offer you is this idea that like this will save you time. It will save you money. It actually might help you earn more money if you're, whether you're working or not working. Like there's always, you know, there's always a pain point where like if you could, I think we can quantify our pain if we really want to. And I think we can quantify the joy that we want to feel too.
Yeah. We're going to talk about that. So today we're focused on those of you who are deciding whether to invest money in coaching or getting help with your problem. Right? We're going to have a helpful conversation about it.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully it can help you to be more clear on how you choose to approach this type of decision for yourself.
Yeah.
More clarity and more confidence moving forward with your next step.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Okay. So we're going to start out with an example from an email that I received from a mother this week. And I'm just going to read her email and then talk a little bit about my response to her. So she said, "Danny, I have a son that has had a few sessions of life coaching, not porn related, from someone doing her practicum. So yes, it was free, and he's extremely cheap." Her son, I think she's saying her son is extremely cheap. "And he said it was more helpful than counseling, but he says he has no, quote, no respect for someone who has just taken a 3-month course and then charges lots of money to be a life coach," end quote. "What is your background, or what would be your response to him? Thanks." And so I thought about this and sent her my response, and here's kind of what I said to her. I basically said, first of all, I think it's important for him to ask himself, like, do you really want help or not? And if so, with what, right? Like, does he want help? That's the first important question. Like, is there a problem you have, and what is it, and do you want help with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's just a good place to start, because if you read this email again, it almost sounds like he found something that kind of works better, but he doesn't really want it, right? Mm-hmm. And it's just kind of interesting, and we do this. Our human brains do this kind of funny thing. So then I said, all right, so if something does help you, why does it matter where it came from or how that coach came to be a coach, right?
Mm-hmm.
The analogy that I used is if we were to have a bacterial infection and need antibiotics,
mm-hmm.
like, do we sit around saying, I don't like that penicillin was discovered by accident, just some accident in a lab, and that it comes from mold, from a fungus, right? I don't like that part about penicillin, so I'm just going to stop taking it and...
I didn't know that, by the way.
...let myself continue to slowly die from infection, right? Do we do this? No, like, or do we just pay for it and take the penicillin because it works and we value living and we value those results, right? So maybe it doesn't matter, like, where the helpful thing came from as much as, like, does it work? Does it help, right?
Yeah. I know for me, when I hire coaches, it's like all the certification crap goes out the door and it's, can she help me? It's actually, my thought is, she can help me.
Yeah.
That's literally what it is.
When you decide to work
when
with
I decide
them.
To work with, yeah, yeah. Like, she can, because that's really what it comes down to.
Yeah.
It really is. And, you know, I think sometimes, like, you know, if you kind of identify as, like, an intellectual and where you value, like, degrees and certifications and all the things, I think sometimes when you're looking for help, you can kind of, you can do yourself a disservice by thinking, like, oh, this person only has 3 months of experience. I can't believe she's charging money for this. We go to college for 4 years and whatever it is. Like, the bottom line is, like, at least for me, it's like, can she help me?
Yeah.
You know, some of my favorite life coaches and mentors are like, you, even if you're only a half step ahead of your client, which I don't think that's the case a lot of times because people are spending, you know, we're spending all day coaching, self-coaching, getting coached, marketing. Like, this is our lives. And, you know, for our clients to come, they're spending a little bit less time. So
yeah. And I mean, we can relate to you. Like, Lindsay, you know, master's degree in accounting, undergrad economics, she's got mm-hmm. a CPA, right? She worked as a CPA for mm-hmm. years.
Yeah.
And then I went to dental school, right? Had an undergrad in business management and got licensed and accredited dental school, right? And then here we are with a life coach certification, which isn't even like an official certification from a governing board or anything like that. It's from the life coach school. But it's legit because of the value and the results that it provides. And that's why us, who used to lean really heavily on credentials and all that intellectual side, it's like, you know what? We were in a position where we needed some help. And this helped better than anything else. So who cares where it came from? Like, whatever works, let's do it.
When you get to those pain points, you guys, it's like, I don't care if it's like someone with a crystal in a room. Like, how do I get out of this pain, you know?
Yeah.
And like the thing too is like there are companies and businesses that promise certain results for, you know, porn recovery. And some of their business models are to like help quote unquote intellectuals feel like they're getting a little like I don't know, like they're getting degrees or like they are really smart or it's like they use that, but then some their business model kind of keeps people stuck in their program for years and years and years and years, and they're not getting the results that they want, but they're like feeding their, what is it, like feeding their...
Yeah, I mean, their ego.
Their ego. Their
intellectual ego.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had someone like kind of come to us and say this, like, I basically have a 4-year degree in porn recovery, and yet, like, he was still kind of stuck on it in a
still
way he
slipping,
didn't like.
Still lying
right?
to his wife.
Yeah, and then, you know, here we have this process that maybe we found a little quicker and easier than he has found what he's been looking for, and now we're helping clients to do the same thing, and it's like, does that need to be a bad thing? And do we want to let our intellectual ego side get in the way of, like, picking up the thing that's going to help you? You know? So just something to think about.
I actually think that's kind of a fun thing, too, is, like, what if it could be easy?
Yeah.
Like, what if, you know, maybe we've made it this complicated thing in our brains, and maybe that's part of why what our lower brain wants us to do, to stay in that place of familiarity. But what if, like, the framework of recovery or the framework of finding that peace and happiness and freedom is a lot more easy and accessible than you think? And, you know,
yeah,
me and Danny,
I mean,
can we teach that to people?
That's what we offer, is we make it easier than ever to work this problem that you've had.
Yeah.
Right. So the other thing I said to this mom is, like, we spend money on things that we value, right? And if something is more valuable, then wouldn't it kind of make sense to spend more money on it? Sounds kind of simple and maybe funny to say it that way, but it does kind of make sense. If something is more valuable, then wouldn't we be more willing to spend more money on it, right? So if you value getting a certain kind of help to create certain types of results in your life, what are those results that you want, and how much would you be willing to pay for them, okay? And so an exercise we like to do with people is imagine that you could grab those results right off the shelf, like immediately just kind of grab it, right? Right now, and how much would you pay for that?
Mm-hmm.
Just ask yourself that. Imagine it and come up with a number. What's that number, right? And then compare that number to the amount that the options in front of you cost for getting help, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of look at that. It can be a useful thing. Put your brain in this space of like, huh, that's kind of what's going on there.
Yeah.
Anything you'd add to that?
No.
Okay. All right. So going back to the next step. So that's what I told her, and we'll see if she has any sort of reply or talks to her son about it. I don't know what's going to happen there, but I really liked my response.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing, too, is like our lower brain like doesn't want change, right? So for him, he's literally getting help, but he's still looking for reasons to not get help.
Yes.
It's like, but...
Yeah, yeah, for
so
sure.
So that's just, I think if you can like relate, like it doesn't mean anything's gone wrong. You could, it might just be worth noticing, like, where is this coming from? Why does it matter? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. There is part of our brain designed to kind of keep it the same. And that's where some of these funny arguments that say, no, like, do the thing we've been doing and
mm-hmm.
keep it the same.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so why isn't it free? I had another guy this week that I talked to ask me, like, why, if this is, like, so great and so useful, why isn't it more readily available? Why isn't it free?
Mm-hmm.
And this is someone who's, like, he's a kind of a career 12 steps guy, right? Like, and he's, I think he's maxed out and gotten, like, as far as he can in 12 steps. He's had all the success he can there
mm-hmm.
with 12 steps, which, you know, for him, he's at a point where it's, like, I still just feel like there's something more,
mm-hmm.
right? But he's asking, if it's so great and effective, why isn't it more readily available? Why don't more people know about this, right? And so what I would say to that is, first of all, more people are learning about this every day,
mm-hmm.
right? And we're a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of why we have a podcast and email list, and we're working with clients and teaching people this stuff, right? And the Life Coach School, where we were trained and certified, it's expanding like crazy,
yeah,
like exponentially each year. It's changing. And not just anybody's going there for training, like therapists, doctors, dentists, you know, like me, and other professional CPAs even.
Yeah.
So it, like, people who have had one way that is the certified licensed way for years are even they're coming over to get this training because it's like, oh wow, this is something that really works. There's something awesome here.
Yeah, I actually heard recently that I think when I went through the life coach school, there were maybe 2 to 4 doctors that had gone through.
Yeah.
And that was just a few years ago. And right now there are like around 120 certified or in training.
Yeah.
Because they are all seeing how these coaching tools are getting them results in their personal, professional lives. So.
And I think it helps with clients too, right?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Personal and professional lives.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Okay. So my business coach right now, she was a therapist for, I think, at least 10 years before doing coach training. And now she's a business coach. And then my other favorite coach that helped train me, she's not even a, she was never a therapist, right?
But I mean,
she's just impacted both of our Lindsay's and my lives, like in a way I'll be forever grateful for, you know? And she didn't have some big license or degree besides getting certified at life coach school, putting the time in with something that works, practicing, getting really good at it, right? Results. Brooke Castillo herself is the one kind of behind starting all the life coach school and running it. She was never a therapist. And I think she had an undergrad in psychology, right? But she has a knack for finding stuff that works, breaking it down in a usable way.
Yeah,
that's practical, and let's go make it happen, right? Like, she's got that mentality. I love it. So people are seeing that it works, and they're willing to pay for it because the value is there, right?
Yeah, like like when I was working through all my stuff, you guys, like I did, yeah, like I went to therapy, all that kind of stuff. And I got to this point where I was like, I need more. Like, I just need more. Like, there has to be more than a life of generalized apathy and acceptance, you know? So,
yeah. And then if you are committed to the free stuff, then it might not be for you, right? Investing in coaching. It's not for you if you're really committed to that. Some people. What were you going to say?
I was just going to say, too, like, it doesn't mean that the free stuff isn't valuable. Like, I think sometimes the free stuff is exactly what you might need. And it might be, that's the cool thing. For some people, the free stuff is just like, it's enough. It's like, oh, like, you just, there are a few little things you figure out.
Yeah.
You can go on your merry way. And then for some other people, too, like, the free stuff gets them to a point where they're feeling more, you know, relief or more peace or more purpose, whatever it is they're looking for, but they're just wanting more. But the thing too is like, if you are wanting more and you're committed to the free stuff, you're also kind of staying committed to your current result of wanting more and not getting it.
Yes. Yeah, for sure. And you know, some people, they might really just need to feel the need to max out as far as they can on the free stuff.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
But then, like you said, like, take a good honest look. Like, if you aren't where you want to be, take a good honest look at where the free stuff's gotten you. And if you like where you're at, then, and where you're heading and the pace at which you're heading there, then stick with it.
Yeah.
But if you have a clear idea of what you want and you're ready to accelerate that progress, then it could be time to start paying money to get there, right? And taking a little different approach. More valuable things often cost more money.
Yeah.
Right?
So, yeah. I mean, and I think like hiring an experienced coach is like the cheapest, fastest way to get the results that you want. Sometimes the most expensive way to learn and get what you want is through experience, right? So sometimes, I think a lot of times, working with a coach eliminates a lot of years of unnecessary trial and error. When you can have someone who's been in a similar place as you that can kind of show you your mind and show you those blind spots, which is huge, you guys, like so huge.
It is. Even as good as you can get on this stuff that you're on your own. Self-coaching, which is something we teach clients how to do, because you can gain so much ground self-coaching.
And awareness. It's amazing.
Yeah. But with a coach, it's a game changer. Like for me, I did self-coaching for a while this last year without a coach, and then I hired a coach. I've mentioned this already. She's helped me work through things that I was stuck on all year, like within weeks or even one session. You know, so it's awesome. All right. So then another thing to consider is when we put money down, on something, like coaching or whatever it is. It gives you skin in the game, mm-hmm. right? So, and this can be kind of a magical effect to see how this affects people, right? When you invest that money, it can actually benefit your mindset and your approach of how much you go for it. You've got a bigger stake in it.
I think it can be like a good outward manifestation or representation too of like what your like your love for yourself and what you're committed to doing for yourself too. Like, hey, I'm willing to spend some money on me because I'm worth it.
Yeah.
Right. So even if you're not working and your husband's working and, you know, you've had this like narrative, like, well, he's the one that brings in the money, this and this and this and this, like, it's not really me. Like, that's, first of all, that's totally worth questioning. And I think we have a whole podcast episode on that, being what it means to be a provider.
Yeah.
But like, what if you're totally worth it? You know, because my guess is you could look at any of your children or anyone you love or any friends that you have or your spouse and say that, like, oh my gosh, of course. Like, if that money can get you that, like, of course.
Yeah.
Right. And so.
Yeah. You know, even that's interesting. Like, you could almost say that investing money on something that really ended up being a flop for you, like, even the experience of just being willing to invest that money on yourself,
yeah,
with something that flopped, like, just that alone could be a great experience of showing yourself, you know what, I'm worth going for trying something, right?
Yeah. We're like, not and saying, loving like, yourself through that.
Like,
I mean, I
go
don't
for that. Like, let's find something that we really feel good about that's going to be awesome. But
yeah,
there is like value even just in that, kind of like what you said.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I haven't thought about it in that flop sense, but like, how can you love yourself? You know, like, maybe you invest in some MLM thing and it wasn't what you thought. You know, how can you love and have compassion for yourself as you learn through that experience?
Yeah.
And I think the cool thing about coaching is like, we are teaching you to like become more aware of like of your inner power and how much you actually do know, and having someone sit with you on a weekly basis to help you come into your own. Like, I don't know if it gets better than that.
It's so valuable. One of my clients said that it actually helps, that it costs a lot of money. Like,
yeah.
It's just kind of interesting to hear that perspective. He's gone through it. He's found that success that he was looking, like, when he came to me, he couldn't go more than a few days without looking at porn or just feeling overwhelmed by urges and out of control, just feeling like he just couldn't stick to it in a sustainable way, you know. And by the end, he's going much longer stretches and like with ease, right, and feeling good about himself and feeling like he's going to continue going longer and longer and get right where he wants to be, which is awesome. And he's someone who said, it actually helped me that it costs a lot of money. That's just cool.
No, I like that. And I think with women too, like, you know, a lot of the women that I work with aren't necessarily working through porn stuff, but they are kind of exercising that willpower in like trying to hold out for like, is their husband, is he going to get better? Is he going to get better? So they're kind of like holding out, and it's not with ease. It's not with ease. It's like almost like a white knuckling.
Yeah.
But it's like a white knuckling over something you can't even control because you can't control your spouse. Yeah. So like, what if we just like stopped babysitting our husbands and started babysitting our brains, because that's where our control and our power lies? Because that's one thing I hear from a lot of women is like, I just feel like I'm a babysitter and I have to babysit him. You actually don't have to, and it actually might not be helping him either. So
yeah.
Even if he wants you to babysit him, might not be the best thing.
Some guys do in the beginning. At one point I did at first. And then I quickly realized, whoa, I don't want her babysitting me.
I thought it was weird. I was like, and then he was like trying to get me like set codes on things, and I was like not even remembering the codes I was set anyway.
Yeah. All right. So I think another thing that comes up for people is we worry that if we pay that money and still fall on our face with our problem, that not only we'll know, but other people who know how we spend that money will know, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we spent money on it and didn't get it quite what we wanted. And I think we worry about that kind of lowering our status in the eyes of ourselves and others, right?
I think our spouses specifically, to be honest.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, especially in marriage relationships where you share money and you can't really spend a big chunk of money without your spouse knowing, right?
Yeah, but here's the problem with that, at least for my ladies.
Sure, go. All right.
Here's the problem with that is like, your husband You're both in one marriage, but you have a lens of what the marriage is. Like, you're wearing a lens of what it is, and like if you're seeing it through a certain lens, and your husband is too. Mm-hmm. Okay, so sometimes like when you go through and you make a big investment for you, even when you are like making incredible changes and there's like so much growth and peace and all that stuff happening, your husband still has to choose to see it. He has to choose to see it or not see it. And if he has a lens of like, this isn't going to help her, she's still not fulfilling my needs, she's still not doing this, she still like gets mad sometimes. Like, if that's his lens, if that's what he's looking for, he's going to find that. But that actually doesn't mean that nothing is changing for you. And that's why it's so important to like be willing to like put a stake in the ground for yourself and make a decision for yourself that you're in this for you to figure this stuff out. Whether he's, you know, it's always great. Usually the husbands are on board, like they really are. But like, even if they're not, it doesn't mean that you're not doing incredible things.
Yeah, you know? That's interesting to think about too, because like I've thought about it at the back end, right? Like someone, a woman's gone through the coaching with you, mm-hmm. and she feels like she's just made a world of progress, and yeah. it's been life-changing.
Yeah.
But then her husband still sees like, well, what changed? What was the money for, right? I've thought about that, mm-hmm. but like to bring it to the front end is interesting. Like okay, like he might even up front not think that these changes are going to happen no matter what I do or what money I put into it. And so maybe taking into account the way he sees it and expectations there isn't, maybe I shouldn't let that carry as much weight as I have before. Yeah. That's kind of interesting.
Yeah. Cause the goal is like, the goal is to figure out stuff that you actually have control over, right? That personal clarity, you know? And so I actually have a client that, I was checking in with like a few weeks ago, and I just, you know, asked how she was doing, cause I kind of just adore all my clients, you guys. And, you know, she was trying to figure out a lot of stuff when we were working together, you know, get divorced or stay married. You know, her husband was kind of doing stuff behind his back, and he has his own stuff that he's figuring out too. And she loves him and they have kids together. And she was like, you know, things have still been rocky in my marriage, but personally, I'm feeling really good.
Yeah.
And I just love that. Like she, you know, I think she's like taking care of herself. And she, I don't know, I think it's just amazing what coaching can do, even if it doesn't give you the answer of like whether you, like even if you don't decide during our coaching program whether to get divorced or stay married, like what if you can figure that out and like just honor yourself and take care of yourself through all of that.
Yeah, and how much more would you rather make that decision from a place of like feeling really great about yourself and that clarity
versus like right? that fear yeah. and you know, fear and scarcity and like running away.
Yeah. Okay. So if you are worried about putting money down, falling on your face even after doing that, then and you know, not only you know, but maybe your spouse knows, maybe even other people you told about it would mm-hmm. know, right? Just first of all, let's recognize that there's a lot you can learn from really going for something and falling on your face.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's like sometimes I notice this with myself and with my clients that we want to give a half-hearted effort on something.
Yeah.
Because then we avoid the full-fledged disappointment, right? Like if it's half-hearted effort, then the disappointment might be maybe just half as much. Cut that disappointment of failure in half. But the problem with this is you don't get really useful data,
mm-hmm.
right? Like if you want really useful, the most useful data on whether something can be great for you or not, going all in is the best way to do that, right? And going all in all the way through to see where it gets you.
Yeah.
This and when you go all in on something with money, like it will almost for sure get you somewhere you haven't been yet in your progress.
Yeah.
It just will. So keep that in mind. And then the other thing is you can decide up front that you're going to have your own back if you do fall on your face, right? Just decide up front, look, I'm making the best decision I can right now with the info that I have, and I'm deciding to go for this. And I decide to honor myself for that and all the way through, even if I fall on my face,
yeah.
right? And at the very least, I know better than ever what will be the next helpful thing for me in my progress.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, yeah. What if we just decide up front?
Mm-hmm. One thing that I teach my women, too, is, like, this idea of, like, the spiral of healing or the spiral of growth, too. And I think as humans, we have, like, a lot of all or nothing, black and white thinking, and we think that personal growth should be linear, right? And it, like, projects, like, the goal of getting from A to Z in this straight line rather than flowing with, like, the ups and downs and what happens. And so what if healing or of growth and evolvement is, like, it's more of a spiral so that when you do, quote, unquote, fall on your face, it's you're still on that path. Like it doesn't
you're falling
mean,
forward.
Or just falling right where you're meant to fall. Like, it doesn't mean you've, like, fallen off the path. It doesn't mean you, like, did something wrong. It's just, that's just part of the learning. Like, having these different experiences are all part of that learning and that spiral of growth instead of this, like, perfectionistic, impossibly perfectionistic linear approach that might exist in our minds, but it doesn't exist in reality.
Yeah, that's good. Really good. Okay, so we're going to talk about a few other things here. We're going to talk about when it probably is a good idea to invest your money in. And, of course, you get to decide for you. But just some ideas, conversation about them. when it's maybe not a good idea. And when you think it's not a good idea, but it actually might be. Okay, so when it probably is a good idea is if you are hungry for a change. Okay?
Yeah.
Like, if you guys want a life where you feel free, like, you can trust yourself, you have confidence, you let go of porn, and you're actually happy about it without dragging your feet, and your quality of life just shoots up, right? Or for you women, you realize that you can empower yourself to have an incredible life in marriage regardless of your husband's behavior, or even learn how to support him better than ever on this, working through those insecurities and limiting beliefs that even without your husband's porn use would still be there affecting you. They just kind of come up, especially when the porn use is there, right? And taking the opportunity to identify those while they're there and expand your growth to the next level, right? Like, if you have a hunger for these types of results, then this could be a great idea for you to invest money in this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Another thing is if you've tried a lot of things and you're still stuck, right? And you consider
mm-hmm.
yourself not like a stupid person, like I'm a pretty smart person and I'm stuck on this, right? Like
mm-hmm.
if that's you, and you've tried all these things, then maybe try this, right? It's different than the therapy experience. It's different than 12 steps. My clients find different results and different success. And they have a very different experience than all the other stuff they've tried. A lot of guys who come to me have tried all these other things.
Mm-hmm.
And the report is, like, this is more helpful
mm-hmm.
and better and has helped me find more success than any of those other things I've tried. So,
yeah.
Oh,
I was just going to say, yeah, and I think it could be interesting, like, if you're in this space, you're like, I don't know, what should I do? Like, if you've been wondering, like, for months or years, like, maybe I need more 12 steps, or maybe I need more this, or maybe I need to just be more compassionate, or maybe this, like, staying in your brain and, like, thinking through all those things is not, like, that the action that you're taking is inaction in real life. And so I think sometimes we think, oh, we need to have the how. We need to know how it's all going to work out and how it's all going to play out for ourselves so that we can make a decision to take that next step. But the thing is like, taking steps in recovery or taking steps to getting coaches, like, that is what helps you refine and, like, figure out what your how is, right? A lot of times we don't know how to do something till we've actually done it, right? And then we can look back and say, oh, yeah, this is how I did it. But sometimes
you start with the best how you know right now.
Yeah.
Knowing where you want to go, and then you refine your how on the way.
For sure. Like, when I started, like, the whole idea of, like, switching careers, it was literally, like, I signed up for the certification. I don't even know if life coaching is the end game for me. I remember telling Danny this, like, I don't know if life coaching is the end game, but what I do know is that it's the next step in me doing something I'm more passionate about.
Yeah.
So for you, you know, if you're struggling in your marriage and you're like, I don't know if coaching is going to change things, maybe it won't. I mean, I obviously think it will. I'm a fan. But maybe it is the next step for you, and you'll know for yourself into figuring out more what it is that you want for your marriage and for your life, you know, whether to stay together, whether to not stay together, you know, how, or just learning how to set the boundaries that you need to set so that you can be in a healthy space within your marriage.
Yeah, that's cool. That's one of the things I love about coaching too, is like with clients watching their progress, working with me, mm-hmm. they often come in with a certain idea of what the how is, right? Mm-hmm. And then kind of watching them gain this new awareness of how they can tweak that and customize it for them. Like, because some other guy's how isn't going to be identical to another guy's how. And that's what I love about coaching is it's more about helping provide a framework for you to access that part of your brain that's going to help you find those results and success for you that is tailored to you. And we do that together with the guidance of a coach holding the space for you on the way.
Yeah. And then you like figure it out in this one part of your life and you're like, oh, well, now like with like the idea of transference, like if I can figure this out for me with porn, how can I take these tools into something else in my life that I want to change? Mm-hmm. Maybe being a better student or like enhancing my career or even like being a father. Like this stuff really helps. When you work on one thing, you're working on everything. There's always overflow.
Absolutely. So another thing to think about is if you haven't tried all these things that we've talked about, you haven't tried a lot of other things, but you do like the idea of saving time or money just by cutting to the chase, like Lindsay said earlier, and working with people who have been through it, have invested years of study and training, and working one-on-one with clients on this. Mm-hmm. Someone to guide you to that success a little quicker, then this could be a great fit for you too. Just something to think about. So then the next thing is when it's not a good idea. When might it not be a good idea for someone to coach, right? I think if you feel like you, if you're just one of those people who like really feels like you need to try it on your own or try the cheaper resource first, right, then do it. That can be an important part of your process. And sometimes doing that for to the certain extent that it can get us is mm-hmm. like important for us to know, okay, now I know for sure that this is where it gets me.
Yeah.
And now I'm ready to try something else, right? Yeah, so if you're still in that phase, then yeah, I mean, then coaching, investing money in coaching is probably not for you right now, right?
Yeah.
And then that's just one of those things, right? Like if you're really okay with the current pace of progress and current results and the rate of change, mm-hmm. then just stick with it, right? If you don't want anything beyond that, then investing in something new really isn't for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing we don't have a lot of people like that listening to this podcast, just guessing. But if your pain really isn't that great and you're not that motivated to aggressively find a new way
mm-hmm.
with your pain, then, you know, it might not be for you. If you're not like feeling that hunger to like,
rock the belt, then... I mean, the one thing I would want to counter with that idea of pain, like maybe your pain isn't that great. I can't speak for your guys, but for women, you know, we might not even know like the length or the depth of our pain because of how we're avoiding it with whether it's with food or distraction or like, or even just like going all in on our kids. There's nothing wrong with any of those things, but sometimes we don't even allow ourselves to become aware of our pain points because we just either we don't know how, or it's like a really, really, what would that be, like a survival mechanism, you know, just to like keep, because sometimes we think if we have to tap into our pain then we can't do all these other things. And
yeah,
just want to offer this idea that like, you know, the way to get out of that pain is to learn how to feel that pain, and it doesn't have to, you don't have to become incapacitated to or stop doing all the things you're doing as a mother or working to, you know, just like start tapping into yourself and connecting with yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it. That reminds me of a coach I like. He talks about how a lot of times when guys are thinking about looking at porn, one of the thoughts that goes through your mind is like, it's not that big a deal, you know, to do it for a little bit or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And people could probably relate to this with donuts and ice cream and sweets too. Like, not that big a deal to have a few bites.
You
right?
deserve this.
Yeah. But then he said, okay, so if it's not that big a deal, just stop and let yourself know, like, okay, if it's not that big a deal, then let's try cutting it out and going without it. And then you start seeing the truth come up, right? It's like, okay, if it's not that big a deal, then it's not that big a deal if I don't do it too. But then when you start saying, okay, then I'm not going to do it, then you start realizing, oh, maybe my brain thinks this is a big deal, right? So yeah. Kind of interesting. But like, there are some people where like, it really just, it's not the time for you to invest money in coaching and like let yourself be there. I recommend just kind of deciding and giving yourself permission to be right where you want to be there, if that's you. Okay. When you think it's not a good idea, but it actually might be, let's just talk a little bit about that. When you think that you're throwing money at something that doesn't affect you financially, like you don't think it's going to like help you make more money or bring more money into your life.
Yeah.
Sometimes this is a reason we think it's not a good idea to invest in coaching. Like, okay, if I invest in coaching, like I'm throwing money at it, not am I going to get a return on that investment, like financially? Mm-hmm. And so this can be something that holds people back sometimes.
Yeah.
And it's something where it's worth maybe just questioning the way you think about it for a minute.
Yeah.
Because it could be your lower brain getting involved trying to keep things the same, number one. And let's just have a conversation about, right? Like, can you put a price tag even on the pain that this is causing you? Like, if you were just to kind of arbitrarily assign a number,
yeah,
what would that number be, right?
I could have told, that's the thing, when I look back over the pain that I felt, like over the last 4 years, everything I was going through with before coaching and before having a coach, if someone would have walked up to me like some genie and was like, if you give me this much money, you won't feel this in the coming 2 years, I would have been like, yes. Like, I think we can quantify our pain. We can quantify our emotions, because if you guys think about it, like everything we are buying or not buying right now is seeking out an emotion, right? Like maybe you're buying a house, but you also might be buying the peace of mind or the safety from, or the convenience of living in a certain neighborhood, right? You might be spending money on college, but what you might be buying is peace of mind, knowing that you're going to have a skill set someday and you have that peace of mind all through college, right?
That's interesting to like put it that way and think like really make it obvious to yourself, like I already am buying emotions with all the other like
everything,
really tangible things,
yes,
like a house or
yes,
a degree or whatever. But then with something where like we're literally, it kind of literally is just saying you're buying emotions, like I'm buying feeling better in my life,
like
having
even
more power.
Like think of all the times like people go to a doctor like just to double check, like I just want to make sure, I need a second opinion.
Yeah,
like you're literally like spending money for someone to say some words where you can feel more assured, right?
Yeah.
Car insurance, any type of insurance, we're buying emotions all the time.
That's interesting.
So like, what if you can buy stuff that's like, instead of just like a little bit of assurance, a little bit of peace, a little bit of relief or reprieve, like what if you could like use that money to buy some joy?
Yeah.
And like some insane fulfillment, like stuff that you can't even, you know, like the emotions of your dreams.
Yeah.
Right?
That's interesting. And you know, we do this too. We quantify our pain. Like we go to the doctor, and I used to do this with patients. Like, oh, you have a tooth that's hurting. Like, where does it hurt? On a scale of 1 to 10,
mm-hmm,
how bad's the pain? Right. Mm-hmm. And we assign a number to it. So what if you do that with pain, with your pain level, assign a financial number to it. Like just try that. Same. It's the same thing. You've already done it at the doctor. Try it with your, this kind of pain now. Okay. So then if you think you want it, but it just doesn't seem realistic to you, this is another thing where it's worth checking in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like we think we're being responsible or realistic by like, well, yeah, like I want to be porn free, or I want to feel that confidence, trust, freedom, or I want to feel empowered regardless of my husband's behavior, whatever it is, right? Like, yeah, I want that, but can I really? And would it be responsible to invest money on something that's maybe not that realistic, right?
Mm-hmm.
But these are just disempowering ideas that you've chosen to buy into that have come from somewhere,
mm-hmm,
right? And these ideas are out there, and the porn industry wants us to buy into these ideas. They spend money perpetuating these ideas, millions of dollars, trying to disempower us men, making us think we cannot do life without porn. But we freaking can. And I'm not buying into that crap anymore. And I invite you to question those thoughts. Like, it is maybe less realistic to think that it's not realistic. You know what I mean? Like, no, to limit yourself in that way, it might be more irresponsible to limit yourself in that way than to recognize, you know what, it is possible, and I can do this and make this happen for me. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to make the kinds of decisions that get you those results that you do want, then it's possible energy is crucial to making that decision.
Yeah, so shifting from that probability to possibility. Yeah. I mean, because if you think about it, like, one of my colleagues, she did a podcast on something like this, and she said that people will be like, oh, it's not realistic to, like, I'm a realist. I like to be responsible. That's why I have my 401k and I have like all of these investments and things like that. But that person is still investing in like a future that they believe with their brain that like doesn't exist. So they're still thinking about the future. They're just kind of like putting it in that way. And so like, what if, like, you know, we can shift that in other ways too that can serve us as we're thinking about investing in ourselves now. And so, you know, we might think that you need like $1 million at retirement to blah 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 blah, right? But like, what if, like, when we are thinking about the future, it's from this space of like possibility and like investing in more of like just like going higher and further, right? Yeah. Like investing in the emotions that we dream about, right? Yeah. And I, you know, like, I think a coach, like, one of my favorite phrases is like, is a coach is hired by your dreams to make sure you don't mess them up. And again, like,
that's cool.
It's true. And if you have a dream, you guys, like, I think dreams come from possibility, right? Dreams come from possibility to have. And so if a coach is there to, if a coach is hired by your dreams to make sure you don't mess them up, like, what if all of that is there because it's absolutely possible?
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. Okay. So invitation to do an exercise, grab a pen and paper. And if it were all possible, all the dreams, results you're wanting for you, like if it just were possible, just pretend if you need to, then what would that look like? Paint your picture, what it would be.
Yeah. Do or just writing. Push pause. If you're driving in a car, just push, or doing laundry, just push pause for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, you can just think about it. You don't have to write it down.
I would say make visualize it.
Keep it simple.
Visualize it.
Like working out. And we've come full circle. Okay, so so when you sort through some of your thoughts about investing money on this, you'll feel more empowered to make your decision, okay? And we would just offer to you that you have got what it takes to make these decisions, okay? You're a whole, complete human with decision-making ability and creative capacity to decide what's best for you. Okay, so if you do want to find out more for you in like a one-on-one, low pressure, more intimate way with one of us, whether this could be a good fit for you, then just email us right now. Okay, just
say, go to the show notes,
or go to our websites, and go to our Work With Me pages on our websites, and sign up for a free consult right now. And don't worry, like, we want to make sure it's a good fit for you too and for us. And so before taking you on as a client, we really want to explore that, right? Either way, it'll help you with your next step, and we get to connect with some pretty neat people along the way, which is a cool part of that whole consult process.
Yeah, yeah. You
know, like, even some of the people who have never become my clients, I'm just, like, glad I met them because it was cool to connect with them in that way.
Totally. I think just the consult process can be a very transformational experience, and it can be your next step to figuring out what is next for you. Like, it's taking action to figure out what your next step is, right?
Like you were and talking like you can about.
Exactly. Like, you can pat yourself on the back, whether it's a yes or a no. Like, you can pat yourself on the back being like, I did this. Like, I took some action to decide whether this would be good for me, right?
Yeah.
It's and that is how you continue on that journey of like getting what you want, so that you do eventually have your how.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're not trying to get you to say yes. I promise we are not.
Yeah.
Like, our main goal is, all right, let's create a safe place for you mm-hmm. to explore some of this stuff in a way that you can, that you don't get to with friends or family. It's just, you know, it's different. And and let's help you. How can we support you? Just find out more what you want to find out and mm-hmm. come to a firm decision of whether it's a yes or a no for you, right? Yeah. Whether that's right in the consult itself, which it can be a lot of times, or whether our decision is just like, okay, I'm going to take these steps in the next few days and then I'll have my decision made by that day, right? Like whatever it is. We just want to support you in making that decision that you feel great about for you next.
Yeah. And I think it could be helpful to have like an expert fill that out with you. Like I spoke to a woman yesterday and I didn't even make an offer to her because it just didn't feel like coaching was the thing.
Yeah.
Sometimes I do think there are,
I know what you mean.
There are like spaces people need to be in before they like really invest in themselves and their mind. And with this particular person who I like just adore and love, like totally just so much love for her, but I just knew that like in service of her like offering my program wouldn't be the best thing for her. So it happens like that sometimes.
All right. You know? Awesome. Sounds good. Wish me luck figuring out if I'm going to be able to work out today. It's possible. It's possible, Danny. All right.
All right, take care, you guys. And remember, a coach is hired by your dreams to make sure you don't mess them up.
I like that.
Have a good day.
See you later. Thanks for listening.
If you're ready to get unstuck, move forward, or just feel better about your life and marriage, please reach out to us, whether it's for both of you or just yourself. You'd be surprised how much progress can be made in your marriage even if one of you works on the relationship. Don't wait for someone else to make things better for you.
For more information or to find out what it would be like to have a coach, visit our websites, lindsaypohlman.com and dannypohlman.com. Make sure you spell Pohlman, P-O-E-L-M-A-N. For freebies or other guides mentioned, check out the show notes.
And to our current clients, we love you and thank you for letting us be a part of your hero's journey.